Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast today. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen as always. This will be my first podcast for 2024. I actually am recording this a second time because I recorded an episode yesterday, which is about 20 minutes long, but I wasn't very happy with the quality of the podcast. I feel like I could have done it a little bit better, and here I am. I first want to say thank you again for all, you know, your support in 2023. I really saw myself grow in a lot of different ways on the podcast, in my videos, in my personal life. And I owe it a lot to you guys for supporting me and giving me a chance to be in your lives in some way. You're taking time out of your day to listen to me speak and talk about my life. And I really appreciate that. That being said, you know, one of my goals for 2024 is to just improve on everything I was trying to do in 2023, as well as expand my horizons a little bit with whatever I'm doing. Some of you may know this, but I use my phone to record these podcasts, and I think the phone is perfectly fine. I think the quality of my voice is totally fine. I think it can be a little bit better, so I am exploring getting a microphone, but I think from a point of view of a listener, I haven't really heard anything major. I haven't heard any major issues. One thing I do want to improve on, though, is how I speak. It's not necessarily always what you say, but it's also how you say it. I do see myself sometimes talking too fast, rather than taking my time with words. And I think when you have breaks in between sentences or even singular words, you can create a lot more power for what you're saying. So that's something that I'm trying to improve as well. It's not going to happen overnight, as I say in most of my podcasts, but it's one of my goals that I want to try get better at. I also want to use and and like a lot less, but it is a good breaker for long conversations, especially those that are maybe unrehearsed, which, as you know, these podcasts are unrehearsed. This is as raw as it gets. I'm talking from my mind. I'm talking from my heart. I don't like to necessarily script things because I feel like if I script them, it's unnatural because I can change what I'm saying and how I say it. And this is just a really, really free-flowing, you know, podcast from my perspective. Now, that's something that I really want to hone in as well on this podcast, and especially in 2024, is that when I'm talking through my perspective. But what I hope is that you, the listener, can listen to how I speak about my perspective and try to understand whatever is going through your life, maybe something similar that I'm going through, maybe something completely different through your own perspective. So when I'm talking about certain things, it's all from my perspective. It's all things that I've gone through. It's all things I'm going through. It's all thoughts I have. It's all thoughts I may have had in the past. So this is from my perspective, right? And I want to make that clear because not everyone necessarily agrees with my perspective, and that's perfectly fine. That's also one of the reasons why this year I would like to get some guests onto the podcast. I would like to have people who have different opinions to me, who have maybe different experiences to me, to come on here and talk. I've had them in the past. I've had guests in the past. And I definitely think that they have taught me a lot and hopefully you a lot as a listener. But I have had trouble finding an additional guests over the past few years. I think partially due to COVID, I think it's been hard to kind of find people, but it's also hard to ask certain people in your life to come onto a podcast because not everyone is that open to talking to a audience they do not know, nor talking about themselves or their experiences. It's very hard to find people who are that open, and that's totally fine. So that's something I'm also trying to do more of. So if you are listening to this, and you do want to be a guest, or you know someone who would be a great guest, please let me know. I'm always looking for feedback from my listeners, feedback from how I can make these podcasts better, as well as feedback on how I can make them more interactive, You know, I can also answer some questions from you guys as listeners, as well as maybe, you know, have great conversations with these guests. And all the support helps, as I said, you know, in previous episodes, any reviews or sharing of my podcast always goes a long way. I definitely need to be a little better at my own marketing, but I think I'm at a really good point, really happy where I'm at, and I'm excited to grow in 2024, and I'm ready to get into today's topic. So I think this is a really good segue. The last podcast I posted before the end of the year goes really well with this. This is a really great segue. And it's a great segue because I read a book shortly after the new year started called Surrounded by Idiots, right? And you're probably kind of confused on why I'm reading a book with the word idiots in it, because I talk a lot about positivity and mindfulness and love and, you know, optimism and all these things, and calling someone an idiot or, you know, calling someone any derogatory or offensive name, it's not positive at all. It's negative, right? You're going against someone and you're belittling someone. And if anything, you are trying to up your ego by calling someone else less smart than you or whatnot. So I totally understand. When I first saw this title as well, I was like, am I going to like this book? Because it's not going to really foster much positivity in my life. And I said, you know what? The book probably is trying to get my attention. It's probably trying to confuse me a little bit, trying to ask the question, what do they mean by surrounded by idiots? And I decided to take the time to read the book, and I finished it a couple of days ago, and it had nothing to do with people being idiots or people being less than you or you being better or mean to them or anything like that. It had no negativity in it whatsoever. When talked about, and again, I'm not the writer, so I'm not going to talk too much about it because I don't want to butcher anything if I miss it. But what it really talked about is that we, as an individual, from our own perspective, think that people around us who may do things differently to us, who may think differently to us, who may ask things that we may not ask or believe, like just different to us, are idiots. You know, we sometimes say it, we sometimes think it, but I assure you, whoever's listening to out there, you've thought at some point in your life, whether it be in the grocery store or watching TV, about how stupid that person is or how big of an idiot that person is. I've thought it, you've thought it, we've all thought it. And it does not make us a bad person, it makes us human. Because when we see things that are different to us, we get confused, we get angry, we get annoyed, and sometimes we even get disappointed. And I think that's the premise of the book, or the message that the book is trying to get across. It's trying to get across that we live in a world where we're surrounded by people who are different. And how are they different? They're different because none of them are us. None of them are ourselves. Like, there's only I, me, and my, from my point of view, but there's we, they, them, him, her, you know, whatever it is out there. There's millions and billions of people in life, and thousands of million and millions, and sometimes even billions if you travel that much, that you come across in life, right? And it could be a 2-second interaction, it could be a millisecond interaction, it could be a lifetime interaction, but you come across a lot of different people, and sometimes those differences can be very, very aggravating to the point where you think that person is an idiot. And we have to admit that we do think about that we do think that way sometimes, and that it's not a bad thing that we think that way. It's a human thing to think that way, right? And that's another thing that I've learned recently, is that we need to stop defining things as good, bad, and or bad immediately, right? There are obviously good things in the world, and there's obviously clearly bad things in the world, but sometimes there's just human things, right? Surrounded by people who you think are idiots because they're different to you is a human thing. It's human nature. We're biologically wired to notice these kind of things in life, to get annoyed by these things in life, to want to distance ourselves from these things in life. Because we want people who are like us. We want people who agree with us and help our social value or status or help us in life, right? People who are similar to us in some shape or form are usually more likely to be more understanding for us, loving to us and whatnot. And it's very hard to understand that that's not always the case with everyone you meet. Sometimes there are people who are going to be complete opposites to you. Now, the book really talks about defining these kind of individuals by colors and then dealing with each color, each respected color in a different way. The book, again, I don't want to go too deep because I may, you know, forget one or two things or misquote things, but there's blue, red, green, and yellow. And you can assume that the red is the most difficult person, the person who knows everything, is easily agitated, isn't very friendly, is very reserved, you know, red, hot. And then blue is also, you know, knows it all. Everything is like, you know, he's the best at it and he can do no wrong and, you know, easier to talk to than a red, but still difficult. And then yellow is more like, you know, easygoing and like listening and, you know, open to meet new people and, you know, whatnot. And then green is very positive and outgoing and very friendly and very open and just wants the best out of anyone or any situation. And the main thing that he also talks about, the author, is that no one person is just one color. Everyone's a mixture of colors, and it depends on the situation. Someone could be a green person at home, but could be a red person at work, or vice versa. So the key is to look at how people are labeled instead of just calling them idiots. Like, instead of, you know, shooting them off and say, like, you know, saying, oh, like they're not worth understanding, rather taking the time to understand them and trying to deal with them rather than trying to avoid or fight them. And I think this is very powerful because in life we come across people that we sometimes have to deal with, have to more or less live with. And we oftentimes can succumb to their standards in order to win. But that doesn't always have to be the case. Sometimes you just have to neutralize the situation rather than allow one person to win or lose, right? If you're dealing with a red person, you know, maybe there's certain things that you could avoid in an effort to, you know, try not to stir up any issues. Same with green people. I would say for me, I'm probably in between a green and a blue. I sometimes have moments that I can be red for sure. You know, I'm not perfect. And red people are not necessarily bad, but, you know, the habits of red people can be a little bit iffy. But I definitely try to see the positives in any situation when I can. I am sometimes negative, you know, I'm human. I do think the better of people rather than the negative things. And I do get my hopes up and I get excited and very outgoing on certain things, which, you know, can be difficult because, you know, the world is not all greens, right? The world's not all reds. It's not all one color. They're all different colors. So, you know, when I come across people who are different to me, color-wise, I sometimes get very disappointed and angry and, you know, lonely, you know, with life. I say, you know, why doesn't this person reciprocate as much as I do? Why doesn't this person listen as much as I do? Why doesn't this person, you know, work together as much as I want to work together? And, you know, in the end of the day, it's usually because that person doesn't have the same perspective. What they're doing is something that they think is right. Just like what I think is right is what I'm doing. And I think this is such a powerful thing because if we can realize that one person's perspective on an issue or topic can be completely opposite to the another person, we can kind of understand how we can find middle ground. You know, if you come across a red person at work, you can constantly try to be friendly and you constantly try to, you know, be that green person you are. And I'm not talking about me, I'm just talking about a green person, which is the opposite of red. but the red may never reciprocate until you really realize that that person's red, and then you do things that can that the red can digest, right? And that's what the author talks about. Is not necessarily, you know, giving up on the red person or giving in to them at all, is actually trying to find that middle ground, because, you know, we're all human in the end of the day. We all have, you know, soft spots, quote unquote, soft spots in certain ways. And we can, as human beings, recognize those soft spots and work with it. So, for example, someone may not like talking about their personal life. You know, maybe their family life is not the best and they don't want to talk about it. But once you bring up their dog, they could be talking about their dog for hours to days, right? Maybe they won't talk about, you know, what music they like, because they may like obscure music and they're very quiet about it. But hey, maybe they really love this TV show that they could talk for hours about. I've met people who are exactly like that. I've met people who are obsessed with TV shows. And if you start talking to them about TV shows, they can talk to you for hours. But then if you talk to them about something that maybe interests you, or maybe is a completely different topic, let's say, you know, family, like how's the family doing? They don't want to, they just say good and they don't want to talk about it at all. And in the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with it at all, right? But again, some people, including myself, may be very put off by that. They may say, wow, this person doesn't want to talk about what I want to talk about. I don't think I could be friends with this person. But again, it's not necessarily about forcing someone to be the same as you or at the same level as you in something. It's understanding what the person enjoys doing, what the person, you know, is passionate about, which I guess is the same thing, and trying to find middle ground on how you can maybe connect to one of your passions, or maybe turn your back on what you care about and listen to them for a little bit. That's something that I've also learned a lot about. If you listen, they'll start to care about you more, and they'll give you what you want more eventually. Maybe not in the same form, maybe not in the same time frame, but they'll give you what you need, which is oftentimes care and attention, if you give that to them first, right? And sometimes it's not true. Sometimes the person is so focused on them that they won't focus on you at all. And that doesn't, that means that maybe you shouldn't be spending that time, that much time with the person. And that's also fine, right? Like, we also have to realize that we don't have to surround ourselves with these people too much, right? Sometimes we feel like we're forced to, even when we're not. There are certain situations that you are forced to, but sometimes you don't have to do certain things. I think the book was really great in a lot of ways for me, because I've been struggling on how to deal with people who say they care about you, say that they are there for you, the people that you trust, and then these people turning their backs on you and just ignoring you and not being there for you at all. I think, you know, as especially as a young adult growing up into middle adult to, you know, full adulthood, as I guess, like in my mid-20s and then high 20s and, you know, my 30s, is that I think dealing with people is becoming much, much more important, because, you know, it's a fact of life that the world doesn't revolve around me. It doesn't revolve around you. It doesn't revolve around any one person. And that's something I've said a lot in this podcast. But I think working towards understanding that and dealing with that through the power of perspective can really be impactful. I heard a saying, and again, I may be butchering it, but they said that that life is all perception. It's all perception or perspective, right? Which I guess is very related to one another. It's what we perceive is happening, what we feel is happening, what we think is happening, what we as individuals think. Not what the world thinks, but what we think. So, you know, we may see a baseball team that we love lose, but we forget that there's someone out there, you know, cheering that they won. And there's someone out there who doesn't care about baseball. There's someone out there who probably doesn't even know what baseball is. So, that's such a simple example, but you can kind of, you know, throw in deeper meanings that where, you know, some people care about things to such a degree that they'll do anything, and some people can care less. And some people will do anything to, you know, get one way, and another person will do it the other way. You know, there are people in this world who will die for a cause that other people in the world who hate with a passion, that they will actually die for a cause that's the complete opposite to that first person would die for. And if that doesn't show you how important perception and perspective is in life, then I'm not sure what will. And we have to remember that the world is a dynamic place and a very diverse place with a lot of different people and a lot of different opinions. And, you know, obviously, I do believe that there are universal truths. I think there are universal evils, but there are people who disagree with me in this world. And does that mean I'm going to say, oh, yeah, no, it's, yeah, I understand. I'm going to, you know, kind of understand you and whatever. No, I'm not, because I genuinely think that what they believe is a harmful thing for the world. I have my opinions as well, and you can have your opinions as well. But at the same time, I also have to realize that that doesn't mean that they're going to go away or their perspective is going to go away. If anything, that could be become more extreme, because I'm also focused on pushing my, you know, thoughts, process, and beliefs. So again, day to day, I think the powerful thing here is not to necessarily call people around you idiots because they think differently to you or do things differently to you. You may not agree with how they do it or how they think, but at least give them the benefit of the doubt and try to understand where they're coming from. That doesn't mean you have to understand to the point where you agree with them or you follow what they're doing or you think it's okay what you're doing, but just try to take a step back and try to kind of, you know, take it in, you know, understand their perspective. I think, you know, we are so quick to judge and we're so quick to, you know, focus on ourselves that we lose touch with everyone else in situations. And I think that's why I titled this podcast Choose Your Perspective, because I first of all want you as a listener to choose your own perspective in life. I don't want people to dictate how you go about your life. I want you to, you know, build a respectful and caring and loving life. But I also want you to realize that you can take a step back and choose your perspective on any issue, including ones dealing with, you know, the quote unquote idiots, and try to work with it and try to understand. So, you know, just because we're, you know, forced oftentimes to quickly judge people and situations as being different and, you know, quote unquote idiots or idiotic, doesn't mean it has to be that way. And we have the decision to choose our perspective and change how we view things. But again, I think this is something that I've brought up a lot. I think it's something that I'm going to bring up a lot. It's just different ways of looking at it. It's just different ways of dealing with it. And I think you as the listener can go out and do this today and tomorrow and the next day and just be a more understanding and more patient person with people, as long as it's not like awful stuff that people are doing. But I think it's something that, you know, we all have to learn to do a little bit more of, is just be more humane, more understanding. And that doesn't necessarily mean we have to agree with the quote unquote idiots around us or do what the quote unquote idiots are doing. But you know, that doesn't mean we can't take the time to try to understand. And when I say quote unquote idiots, I'm doing that because in the end of the day, you know, the whole premise is to talk about these people who we disagree with, which we oftentimes first think as idiots, right? Like, I don't think they are, but the title of the book is surrounded by idiots. So I think it's like quote unquote good to talk about that kind of word that people use. But again, it all takes time and it all takes process and baby steps. I'm far from being perfect at doing this. I still am very novice at it, but I think if we can take baby steps every single day with the people we interact with, which as you get older, it's just going to be more and more. I think it can be very powerful and really can help you succeed in life and in your career. And I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Hopefully I will post a new podcast next week, and I look forward to talking to you about other amazing topics this year. But so thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk soon.